Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name's Carl. Hop on this train, let's ride. Here's the second part of the story about visiting my grandfather. When I woke up with the sun in the rest area, I didn't have that much further to go, only 3 more hours. I put the Black Sabbath music back on and drove through the beautiful sunlight. When I saw my grandfather's house, the sun was already up in the middle of the sky. I parked the car in front of his house and heard dogs barking. My grandfather has 5 dogs. He really loves dogs. I looked around at all the things in front of Grandpa's house. Piles of wood, old cars, a bathtub full of plants, some kind of art he was making. Then I saw my grandfather. There he was, still waving at me like always. A little older, a little smaller, maybe a tooth missing, but still him. I call him Papa. Papa was cutting sticks for his garden. It was winter and cold out, but Papa works in his garden all year long. He smiled when he saw me and said, "There he is. There's my boy." "Boy," I laughed. "I'm 40 years old now. He still calls me boy." I guess that compared to him, 40 years old is almost the same as being a boy. I shut the door of my car, went over and gave him a hug. He smelled like smoke from the fire. We went inside. There was a fire going in there. It felt really good. And next to the fire was a pile of wood. It was so warm. And there were 3 cats sleeping each on its own chair. There were books everywhere and teacups. Papa made us some tea on the stove. We drank tea and talked for a while. I told him about my life. He told me about his life. We didn't say everything. We only said a little bit to get started. Then we sipped some tea. It was good and warm. One of Grandpa's cats jumped on my lap. It started to purr. It made a purring sound like as I sat there drinking tea by the warm fire, I started to get sleepy. Soon I fell asleep with the cat in my lap. When I woke up, there was a blanket on me, and it was dark outside. Papa must have put it there, I thought. I just closed my eyes again. I stayed with Papa for a week, slept on the same couch every night. We worked in the garden together. We went fishing in the river. We went out in a boat wearing big coats and scarves. We walked the dogs. At night, we played cards with the cats on our laps. Every night, I slept on that couch by the fireplace. I watched the fire as I fell asleep. Most of the time, we didn't do much, to be honest. We did very little. Most of the time, we sat together quietly, not even saying anything. We were just near each other, and the dogs and the cats, drinking tea. Time feels different at my grandfather's house. Maybe it's the mountains or the trees. Everything slows down. Some people might get bored, but I don't. I love spending time there. I love spending time with him. I love spending time with his dogs and cats. He has a lot of experience in life, and it makes me feel good to be with him. He's lived a long time, and he's still here. He's still here. He was in a war. He fought in a war when he was young. It was horrible, he said. He tells me about those experiences. He had some hard ones. He had some hard times. It was really hard for him when my grandmother died almost 20 years ago now. And when my father, his son, died back in 2008. Well, that was really hard for both of us. But he's okay. He's happy now. And I'm okay too. I'm happy now too. And we still get a chance to spend time together. I said something before. I like to be around my grandfather because he's had more experiences than I've had, but I think it makes him feel good to be around me because I don't have as much life experience as he has. That can be good, too. It can be good not to have much experience, to be wanting to have experiences, not to have ideas ready for everything. I'm like a baby to him. I'm 40 years old, but I'm like a baby. Fresh and new. On the day I left, my grandfather cooked some eggs for us. He made us some really good eggs. "When are you going to visit me in the city, Papa?" I asked. He said, "When I figure out how to fit 5 dogs and 3 cats in my car." I laughed. "Bring them on," I said. "It'll be fun." I don't think he'll ever do that. I wish he would. But if he does show up at my house with all those dogs and cats, I would laugh so hard I might die. That's all for this time, friends. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to be with you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.